Today is Holy Saturday. This is Father John.
Exultantiam angelica turba celorum, exultant divina mysteria.
Since there is no Mass celebrated during the day, there is technically no station for this day. There is a station, however, for the Vigil Mass, which is St. John Lateran. The Vigil is ideally supposed to begin at midnight, though now exceptions are made and it can begin earlier. Next to and apart from the main basilica of St. John Lateran is the ancient octagonal-shaped baptistry. It was established by the predecessor of Pope Leo the Great, Sixtus III, who died in 440. This baptistry was for many generations the only baptistry in Rome, and all catechumens were once baptized here. They would descend into the pool at the center of the structure, and when they emerged, they were anointed all over and then clothed with their white baptismal garments. In 2010, His Holiness Pope Benedict XVI viewed and venerated the Shroud of Turin. He gave a reflection about the Shroud as an icon of mystery, an icon written in blood, an icon of Holy Saturday. He elaborated on the fact that it is a photographic negative, and uses that as a starting point for a pair of terms, Passio Christi, Passio Hominis. What is reflected in the Shroud is what God did for man's sake. Here is part of Benedict's reflection. Our epoch has become increasingly a Holy Saturday. This day's darkness challenges all who are wondering about life and challenges us believers in particular. We too have something to do with this darkness. Yet the death of the Son of God, Jesus of Nazareth, has an opposite aspect, totally positive, a source of comfort and hope. And this reminds me of the fact that the Shroud acts as a photographic document, with both a positive and a negative. And in fact, this is really how it is. The darkest mystery of faith is at the same time the most luminous sign of never-ending hope. Holy Saturday is a no-man's land between the death and the resurrection. But this no-man's land was entered by one, the only one, who passed through it with signs of his passion for man's sake. Passio Christi, Passio Hominis. And the Shroud speaks to us precisely about this moment, testifying exactly to that unique and unrepeatable interval in the history of humanity and the universe, in which God, in Jesus Christ, not only shared our dying, but also our remaining in death, the most radical solidarity. This time beyond time, Jesus Christ descended to the dead. What do these words mean? They mean that God, having made himself man, reached the point of entering man's most extreme and absolute solitude, where not a ray of love enters, where total abandonment reigns without any word of comfort. Hell. Jesus Christ, by remaining in death, passed beyond the door of this ultimate solitude to lead us too to cross it with him. We have all at some point felt the frightening sensation of abandonment, and that is what we fear most about death, just as when we were children we were afraid to be alone in the dark and could only be reassured by the presence of a person who loved us. Well, this is exactly what happened on Holy Saturday. The voice of God resounded in the realm of death. The unimaginable occurred, namely, love penetrated hell. Even in the extreme darkness of the most absolute human loneliness, we may hear a voice that calls us and find a hand that takes ours and leads us out. Human beings live because they are loved and can love. And if love even penetrated the realm of death, then life also reached there. In the hour of supreme solitude, we shall never be alone. Passio Christi, Passio Hominis. This is the mystery of Holy Saturday. Truly from there, from the darkness of the death of the Son of God, a light of new hope gleamed, the light of the resurrection.
Et vivit et regnat in saecula saeculorum.